Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And the title of today's session comes from a coaching session I had with one of my friends and mentors, Mavis Karn. And Mavis and I are actually working on a book together, and this is some version of this is going to wind up in the book. But I was talking to her about how difficult I found it when the people that I care about are upset, and how I really struggled to be okay when it was very clear to me, or it seemed really clear to me, that my wife or my kids or some of the people close to me weren't okay. And she said to me, she listened, and she said to me, "Would you sign that contract?" I said, what do you mean? And she said, "Well, if somebody came to you and offered you a contract that says you can only be happy if everyone you care about is happy, would you sign that contract?" And I really thought about it, and my first thought was, well, yeah, because otherwise I would be this horrible person, and I would be a sociopath, and I would be... But when I sat with it, I realized I would never sign that contract. I wouldn't even need a lawyer's advice to not sign that contract. It was just sort of a habit I'd gotten into without noticing. It was a contract with myself I'd signed without knowing that that was what I was signing. And it meant that because people do have variable moods, people aren't always happy and well, my life felt like it was, my well-being felt like it was constantly at the mercy of the well-being of others. And I started to see how many of these sort of unconscious contracts I had signed, these unconscious agreements I had made with myself, without noticing, that meant that I didn't get to really settle down all that often. I didn't get to really experience the simple feeling of being, of all being well, that often. I didn't get to really just enjoy what is anywhere near as often as I might. Now, to make this a little bit more real for you, I'm going to ask you to kind of fill in some blanks. So I'm going to give you some sentence starters. And what I'd like you to do is if you can, I'd like you to prepare to pause after I give you one of the sentence starters and actually write down some answers. And if you're driving and you can't, you can just pause it and speak some answers out loud. But for each sentence starter, I want you to come up with at least 5 answers. And you don't have to really think them through. Just the first 5 answers will be fine, and you might find yourself with a lot more than 5. And the word I'm going to use in each of these sentence starters, there's going to be 4 sentence starters, is happy. Like, I can only be happy, dot, dot, dot. But if you don't like the word happy, you could use the word okay. I can only be okay if. I can only be okay when. If okay doesn't work for you, it's a little bit too neutral a word. At peace. I can only be at peace, dot, dot, dot. If at peace sounds too like, well, I don't know if I want to be at peace, how about content? And if you don't like any of those words, pick the word that for you is your favorite state of mind, the way you most like to feel. And you can substitute the word for that feeling, the description of that feeling, for the word happy. Here's the first of the 4 sentence starters. Remember, at least 5 responses before you move on. You can say them out loud, but if you've got paper and time, I recommend writing. I can only be happy if... dot, dot, dot. Now again, you could say, I could only be content if... I can only be at peace if... dot, dot, dot. Here's your second one. I can only be happy, okay, at peace, content, when. I can only be happy when, dot, dot, dot. Again, come up with at least 5. You can welcome to come up with as many more as you've got. Here's your third one. I can't be happy until... ... And here's your fourth. I can't be happy unless... ... Now, if you've done the exercise, and I hope you have, because it's one of those ones that's very different if you, oh, yeah, I get the idea, I don't need to do the exercise, than if you actually take a little bit of time to just finish those sentences for yourself, is you'll notice that there are a few that really jump out, that really look, oh, yeah, boy, oh, I really, that one's really real. And you can circle them if you've written them down, mark them out in some way. And then whatever ones look really significant to you, I'm just going to share Mavis's question with you. If that was offered to you as a contract, like if you said, well, I can't be happy until there's total peace and harmony in the world. If somebody offered you that as a contract, would you sign that contract? That you're not allowed to be happy until every other human being is okay and knows they're okay? And if you would sign that contract, you must at some level think that your unhappiness is making other people happy. That your unhappiness is an essential part of contributing to the well-being of the planet. And all I can tell you is from my experience, that does not stand up to scrutiny. And if, as I'm sort of trusting, when you go through them, you'll see, oh, well, no, I mean, if it was an actual contract, I wouldn't sign that. I wouldn't sign a commitment paper that says, you know, think of it this way. If the word contract doesn't work for you, like if the contract was, you know, I can only be happy and content when every other human being on the planet is happy and content and well-fed and well-cared for. And if I ever get happy when that's not there, I promise to kill a baby. That was an extreme example, but I was just looking for something that you probably really don't want to have happen. I can pretty much promise you, you wouldn't sign that contract. And if you see, wow, no, I wouldn't sign that contract, then what that means is it's just become a bad habit. And by bad habit, I just mean an unhelpful habit, an unhealthy habit. And the great thing about unhealthy habits, as I'm sure you've started to see if you listen to these regularly, is habits are actually really easy to work with. Because the moment you notice them, in the moment when you notice yourself going back into the habit, you can press pause. You don't have to keep going down that road. And in that pause, inevitably, a new thought, a new possibility will occur to you. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.